Matthew 11, verse 28. Again, our Lord shared to us. He said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle, humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light." Now, we gather here this morning, no matter what walk of life you come from or what church you might attend normally, you'll find that in every Bible. And it's not a main streak of shocked in verse. It's what Christ has spoken to us. The creator of the universe, he spoke to us. And I think he hits it right on the head this morning. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden." Man, I tell you, nowadays our lives seem to be heavier and heavier. The burdens are getting stronger in our lives. The things we see every day, just what a burden it is to us. And I believe it's a comforting verse to us this morning. Now, how many of us this morning can relate to this verse that Jesus shared 2,000 years ago? This verse makes you want to surrender everything to Him. It makes us want to try things His way. How many of us have done our life our own way for years and years, and we never let the Lord in? We've heard about Christ. We've come to church, but we've never yielded ourselves to His Word. You know, we might come in, praise and worship. We hear the Word of God. It touches us. We really get uplifted. But when we leave, a lot of times, we pick our burdens up and we leave the Word. And He wants to reverse that. Take His Word with us and leave our burdens here. Allow Him to change our lives. And we see in verse 28, Jesus is calling all of us who are weary and heavy laden. And another word for heavy laden is carrying heavy burdens. A lot of us seem to be down and out at times anymore. You have burdens that you just can't seem to get off your back. It doesn't matter what you try to do. There isn't any relief. And the more you try to get rid of it, it seems like the worse it gets. Well, this morning God is sharing with us. He's telling us to bring them to Him. Give these things to Jesus. Wrap them up in a blanket if you have to, or tie a rope around them, drag them, whatever you got to do. Take them and give them to the Lord. Jesus says to bring them to me and I will give you rest. And sometimes we're not sure what that rest is. We don't know what it means. Let Christ have our burdens. The best thing I can show is like last week, maybe I had a wedding to do. And at the same time, I had food to cook here for the ministry. We had toilets to clean. We had carpets to sweep. All kind of stuff to get done. That's a lot to do one day. But I focus on the wedding. Here comes Aaron to clean the toilets. Maybe Carol White to do the cooking, you know. Jack might be running the sweeper, you know. Daryl might be cleaning the tables off. They start taking some of the responsibility, take some of my burdens. Now, I have to do though, when they say, I'll do this, I got to give it to them and leave it alone. That's how I surrender my burdens to them. Now, I could give every one of them a task to do and walk around, you doing all right? Oh, my man. You know, always double checking. If I do that, I haven't laid down my burdens. Okay? I gave someone else. And I've taken on the burdens of watching them, and also my burden to make sure it's done. So when I give it to them, I say, okay, I'm just going to concentrate now on the wedding I'm going to do, or whatever it might be. Concentrate just on that. And that's the same with our Lord. He wants to take or give us Him our heavy burdens, allow Him to have them. And too many times we give it to Him, we tell Him what the issue is, and then we pick it back up again. Sometimes we even come for prayer. Hey, pray for me, Pastor. So we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand on that faith. But then when we walk away, we take the same thing with us. We might say, well, I hope it worked. You know? Or, boy, what am I going to do if it doesn't work? And He says to give Him His burden. Stand on His Word. And believe in that. Otherwise, we're just going to be we're going to be followers of Christ, but carrying our burdens by ourselves, and He wants to help us with those burdens. Don't be, what do you say here? For my yoke is easy and my load is light, He says. Rest isn't that what we are looking for, especially in this day and age, when every time we think we are making headway in our lives, wham, we get hit again. How do we find the rest that Jesus is talking about? Again, in verse 29, he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for our souls." He is gentle and humble in heart, number one. So don't, if you have a vision of Christ or God's up there waiting to thump on us, he has a hard heart and he hates his creation and he despises you, that is a lie from Satan. He is humble, he's gentle. Man, remember, he came down upon this earth to take our sins away. He did it because he loves us. So get that in your mind, first of all, that Christ loves us, he cares for us, and what he did was all for us, not for him. Jesus is telling us what we need to do to get out from under the weight that we are carrying. First, he tells us to take my yoke and learn from me. In other words, Jesus is saying, pay attention to my life, he's saying. Pay attention to what I do and what I say. It will make your life easier. He says, I will teach you. Again, to follow the Lord. Do what he did. How much time did our Lord spend in prayer? Well, he prayed more than anyone. Remember, he said, well, he was God. Well, yes, but he was God in a human body. He was just like us. And so he knew where his strength come from. That was from the Lord, from God. Then Jesus comforts us by allowing us to know that he isn't a taskmaster who is trying to beat us down. He is telling us he isn't here to harm us. He is gentle and humble in heart. But the world the way it is today, it doesn't sound like a comforting place to put ourselves. What better place could there be but to place ourselves, our burdens, into the heart of Jesus Christ? You have any other place better? Can you think of offhand? Sometimes we think, oh, I just wish I'd get away, don't we? Oh, I just get away, but no matter where we go, the burden of the world's still there. You know, where I'm upstairs or downstairs, you know, I'm in the cellar. I'm still at home, right, Carol? No matter where I go, you still got me around you. But sometimes we try to escape that. And we do that because we just need some relief. Boy, if I don't get some relief today, I'll tell you what, I've had all I can take. But the only true relief we'll find is in Jesus Christ, allowing him to take our burdens. And we try a lot of things before we realize that. Sometimes we try medicating ourselves. Sometimes it's alcohol. It might be a lifestyle that we're living. A lot of things that we try, you know, because we're in a flesh human form. But when we think for a moment that the God who created us, he had a perfect plan for us, and that is to take our burdens away from us. When we turn to him and allow him to have our burdens, allow him to carry them for us, that is when your life is set free. That's when you can enjoy life, no matter what circumstances you're in today. That joy of the Lord will come into your life. And I know I need that. I need that more and more. He says, take my yoke upon you. And in verse 30 says, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. And you know what I'm talking about when the Bible speaks about a yoke? A yoke was a piece of wood that was carved and it fit around your neck and around your shoulder of a particular animal that was, he would wear it. Come here, Daryl. You'll be my yoker today. Now, my dad used to farm with a yoke years ago. I don't know. Mr. Aiken, did you ever farm with the horses, or were you always? Yeah, okay. Okay, so you know what we're talking about. But it was, a yoke would, if you, I'm a terrible designer here, but it'd be a piece of wood around his neck over here, and it'd hold him. And then there'd be like chains coming down from here. I hook him up to a wagon. Turn around this way. There we go. Hook him up to a wagon. And then you would walk, right, Daryl? Okay, stop. So if I had like 3,000 pounds in my wagon, he'd be going. So when he was getting tired and wore out, what you would do is bring up, come here, you'd be my other horse. You bring up, right over here, honey, right there. You bring these two together. And to be yoked together. And she would now help carry the burdens that this one was doing. There would be teamwork. Okay? And she's getting ahead of you, Daryl. I'm telling you what, she's ready to go. She has a lot of rest. But to be yoked together, come back here, honey. To be yoked together, now they would be brought together, to be strapped together, what he would go through, she would go through, what she goes through, he goes through. But as they go through together, as they do it, voluntarily, okay? I mean, you can yoke two horses together and they'd be the biggest mistake you had if they're not ready for that, okay? But when they come together and they're yoked together and all the harnesses are brought in and the weights are, they can work together and they carry each other's burdens. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, too. Yes, so the study was done on two horses, the name Daryl and Mary. No. So the first horse could pull 10,000 pounds by itself. And the second one could pull 14,000 pounds. Now, what would you think they could pull when they yoked together in the same direction? One could do 10,000, one could do 14,000, 24,000 pounds. But they found out that they could actually do 49,000 pounds. They could double it working together. And so the sum is greater than a combination of the parts. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, but it did. Daryl could pull 10,000, Mary and 14 come together, and they could pull 49,000 pounds. And it takes me to Deuteronomy 32:30. Here's another thing of the math that God has. Deuteronomy 32. I believe it's verse 30 I'm looking at. 32:30. Yep. Again, we're looking at God's math. You know, in high school we had general math, basic math. We had algebra, all that kind of stuff. Well, this is God's math. You didn't find that in the school system. But he says that one can cause 1,000 to flee, and two can put 10,000 to flight. Okay, he's talking about individuals. You know, as you're going through your situation, as you're praying, man, we can pray and man, make 1,000 demons take off. So if me and Steve get together, we're going to pray together, man, we'll cause 2,000 to flee. But it doesn't work that way. 10,000 now. Now, I'm not sure how the math goes. Is that 1 to the 10th power? I'm not sure how that figures out. But think, this is what God is saying to us, you know. As we evolve Him into our situation, it's not just us fighting. When He gets involved with it, it's 10 times the amount of strength. And we don't understand how that happens, do we? How can that be? Because God said so. God said it'll take place. That's why, again, it's so important that we share our burden with God and with one another, come together in prayer. What is that that's been bothering? What is that thing that's been disturbing? What is that thing that's keeping you up at nighttime? You know, what is that that's coming against you? Well, let's pray about it. Well, I know. I've already prayed about it. Okay, let's pray about it. You know, if you're praying and it's still bothering you or it's still an issue, we need to pray together. We need to come together. Remember, if our enemy can isolate us, keep us by ourselves, man, we are very weak. But when we come together as God told us to do, man, we are strong. There's nothing that the church cannot overcome, the strength that God's given us. But again, that's Deuteronomy 32. That's what, again, that's not this. It's not your preacher saying it. It's God is telling us. One can cause 1,000 to flee, 2, 10,000. Also, the yoke that you put on Daryl, one thing he had to do eventually was submit to it, did he not? You would fight. And it's funny in a way, though, Daryl, you're going to do the work anyway. Think about that. You was going to pull, 3,000 pounds. By putting a yoke on you, number one, it was going to be easier. But number two, I was able to put Marion with you. So the thing that you were fighting, that you didn't want in your life, the minute you submitted to it, it made your life easier. But it was strange. For horses, they're not used to it. It's something different. You know, you bring them in and you train them and you're going to put this yoke on them. They don't want something different. They want the way things always was. It's hard to even ride on the back. If some of you folks might be horse people, I don't know. But in this particular case, when this horse was going to pull the load, when it finally submitted to the yoke, it was easier. Our life is the same way. You're carrying a load. You're carrying a burden today. And Jesus said, man, come to me, all you heavy laden and burden. I will give you rest. Take upon my yoke. He says, strap yourself to me. Strap yourself with me. I mean, who else could you be better strapped with than Jesus Christ? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The one who created us, the one who knows your thoughts. He already knows your needs. To be strapped with Him. And again, like we have with Daryl and Marion, they couldn't go opposite directions, right? If they did, we got issues. They have to go straight. So if you're going to be yoke with Jesus Christ, who are you going to follow? Yourself? Have Christ follow you, or are you going to follow Jesus?
Jesus.
Thank you. All right. Now we're getting there. I got a few of you there getting it. We're going to follow the Lord. We're going to follow His word. He says, the yoke was a symbol of submission. It was used also of a student being in submission to his teacher and learning from him. Ancient Jewish writing states, put your neck under the yoke and let your soul receive instruction. And this seems to be what Jesus had in mind here when he states that to take his yoke and to learn from him. A yoke symbolizes obedience, and Christian obedience includes learning from Jesus. They tell a time about Abraham Lincoln. Back in his day, he came across a slave market one time. And watching it, he moved with compassion, because you know our President Lincoln did not like slavery. He was moved with compassion, and so he placed a bid on a young girl who was being auctioned off. He won the bid and walked away with her. There was a solemn, angry expression on the girl's face because she knew that here was another man who had bought her and would abuse her. But as they walked away from the block, slave block, however, Lincoln looked at her and said, "You're free." She looked at him and said, "What's that mean?" "It means you are free." "Does that mean I can be what I want to be?" "Yes, you can be whatever you want to be." "Does that mean I can say whatever I want to say?" "Yes, you can say whatever you want to say." "Does that mean that I can go where I want to go?" "Yes, you can go wherever you want to go. You are free. I set you free. I paid the price. I've set you free." Then the girl looked at him and said, "Well, I'll go with you." Huh? It's the same way with our Lord. Christ has already paid the price for us. We were slaves to sins. And he went and he paid the price through his blood to set us free. And what we need to do is embrace him and embrace that freedom we have. We don't have to be chained to sin. We don't have to be chained to that lifestyle that we've been living in. He has already paid the price. But sometimes we don't know what that freedom is. We've never experienced true freedom. It's kind of like, well, you say, "Well, I never experienced good health. I've always got a pain somewhere." Well, sometimes we look at our life and say, "Well, I don't know what freedom really is. I'm free. I make my own choices right now." But you know, if you're still stuck in sin, you're not free. You're exercising your life. You're living a life, but you're not free from it because that sin has got you embraced. Whatever it might be, it's got a hold on you. Maybe it's your thought process. It could be an addiction that you may have. It's unforgiven sin. It still has a hold on you. But Jesus already paid the price. He set us free. And those who receive him, the Bible says, we are free indeed. Amen? Free indeed. And then what we want to do, the same as she did. "Well, okay, Lord, you paid the price, you set me free. I'm going to follow you." Not to do it as a slave, forced to, but make ourselves a bondservant to Christ because we want to. Because he paid the price, he set us free. Jesus calls all who are weary and heavy laden to himself and tells them that he will give them rest. He will give us rest, guys. And then we are to take up his yoke and to learn from him. This is where the difference comes in between the two yokes we're speaking about. One is a heavy yoke of man who does not give the help or strength to bear up under that yoke. And the other yoke is Jesus. He says, "Hey, take it from me. Come on, take my yoke." Stop and think about your life right now. You're attached to a yoke. Whether you ever recognize it or not. It's either the yoke of this world or the yoke of sin that you're carrying around. Or maybe you've been yoked with Christ already. And you're experiencing that burden being lifted from you. It's one or the other. It's no neutral ground here. You're attached to it. Sometimes you don't recognize it because you've always been attached to it. You know? It's you've been in it so long that you can't remember the time that you wasn't. It's kind of like Mr. and Mrs. Akins. 71 years of marriage, amen? You can't remember the time you weren't married, do you? You don't want to, do you? It's something you're used to. You've been married 71 years. You shared life together. It's awesome. Well, in the bad effect, we can be attached to sin all of our life. Get accustomed to it, used to it. realize, man, I really am yoked to it. I really am attached to it. But we take a moment and look at our lives and say, well, what is in my life? What is there right now that's causing me problems? You know, I don't want it anymore. I want to be set free. I don't want to carry that burden around anymore. And Jesus said, man, give it to me. I'm going to help you. I'll help you. I'll help you carry it. Now, he didn't say he's going to take it from you. Remember that. He said, I'll help you with it. He'll help carry the load. And we said earlier, usually two animals are yoked together to do the work. And when we take the yoke from Jesus, we do not bear that yoke alone, but we are yoked together with him. And he actually carries us. It is he that gives us the strength and the power to live a godly life. You might be sitting here today and say, I don't know if I can live this life. I don't know if I can be a Christian, Daryl. Sometimes we think that, well, I want to go to church, I want to change my life, but I don't think I can change. Well, you're right. We can't change. But God can change us. We can't do it on our own. We have all the greatest intentions of changing our life and doing things differently, but inside of us, it has to change first. Our thought process has to change. That weight of sin has to be removed from our life. And that's what Jesus done. There's nothing that's impossible for us through Jesus Christ. You know, you might be sitting here today and your life is so in a shambles that this is your last day. Well, I'm going to go to church today and I'm done. And God is saying, okay, yeah, be done. Be done with carrying stuff by yourself. Be done with being yoked to the lifestyle that you have. Allow him to have it. Oh, I can't. I can't right now. Boy, you just know the things I've done or I'm doing right now. I don't need. God already knows it. The Lord already knows what you might be involved with, and he wants to help. He wants to get involved. He's already paid the price for your freedom. He's already paid the price for your sins to be forgiven. He just wants you to receive that, yoke up with him, and let him take it from there. Imagine a horse going down a muddy road and a bunch of holes in it, and it's just terrible. The logs are across it, you know. And over here is an awesome road. And the horse is always going this way. Oh, I'm not good enough to be on that road. I don't have the right shoes on my feet, okay? But when the owner comes in, no, let's go this way. He has the guide take the horse's head, turn around this way, and bring him over to this road here. If he would never let the owner or this person get a hold of him and turn him, he never will. He'll keep going this way. Our lives are the same way. You've been walking this way, and you want a different life, and you think, well, I got to clean up first. I got to quit this and quit this and quit that, and then maybe I'll give my life to the Lord. But he said, no, give it to me. Yoke to me, I'll receive what I have for you, that freedom. Yoke to me, and he'll just bring you around. I don't know why I'm walking this slow, but sometimes it's a process. I mean, he don't grab a hold of us like this real quick, unless what you're in right now is life-threatening. Okay, he'll say, I'll forgive your sins, let's go this way. And he'll bring you. And someday you'll find yourself, like myself, 15 years later, being born again. I think, wow, how did I get so far away from where I used to be? Jesus, he just brought me around. He wants to do the same to every one of us here today. So he actually wants to carry us. He gives us the strength and the power to live a godly life. Some of us, we see the Ten Commandments as being a burden. Sometimes too heavy to carry. And really the 613 commandments in the Old Testament, God didn't give Moses 10 to carry. So, but in Matthew 22, if you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew 22 for a second. But Matthew chapter 22, and we'll look at verse 36. And the disciples speaking to Jesus, and they said, Teacher, which is a great commandment in the law? And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. Number one, to love God with everything that you have. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. He took all that. When you're trying to sit there and think, well, I mentioned Ten Commandments, maybe you're trying to figure, okay, what were they? Let's see, don't lie, don't sleep, don't... But look how easy Christ has made it. To him, love God with everything you got and love your neighbor. If you're loving your neighbor, you're not stealing from him, you're not cheating, you're not lying, you're not abusing them. See, just for one second, maybe, again, when I said the Ten Commandments, you thought, oh, here we go. Yeah, I broke every one of them. Well, don't feel bad, so have I. But he narrows down to two. How can I live this Christian life? Follow the Lord. If you love Him, He'll show you how to love your neighbor. Anything else just falls into place. Jesus took the Ten Commandments and reduced them to two. Not that He abolished them. He didn't abolish the law. Understand that. But it made it easier for us by showing us two of them. Keeping two of them, we meet the rest of them. Now, to me, that's a lot of weight off your shoulders. Amen? A lot of weight. Easier to understand. Easier to understand. Many of us this morning are trying to drag the yoke of Jesus. We have this yoke attached to man's laws or doctrine. You're allowing it to weigh you down, dragging you down, and it's wearing you out. God says to stop it. He didn't send His Son to die on the cross to give us a heavier weight, but He gave us His Son to take away the weight of life. To give us, each one of us here, a lighter load. Jesus took the weight and burden of sin to the cross. There it was nailed to the cross and left there. And that is what we need to do. We need to leave it there. You see, the yoke of Satan is heavy. Satan is nothing but sin, and sin can and will weigh you down. Satan is a thief and he's a liar. Satan's yoke is made to bring you down. It's made to smash you, to destroy you. Why do you want to carry it with you? Give it up. Give it all up to Jesus Christ. Everything. Attach ourselves to His yoke and find real peace and rest. When you are separated from God, there is a big void in your life. A void that is very heavy. A void that's really sad. Give it up. Allow God into your life. Let this be the day you surrender to Him. Let's say, hey, Lord, carry me. I told God, I said, listen, okay, God, you have my life for a year. I've done it for 43 years. I'll give it to you for a year. Now, I'm not better, and in the year, I'll go back to my old lifestyle. Well, here I am 15 years later. I don't want to go back to where I was. I love it when I give it to Him. You take your concerns, you pray, you speak the Word of God, you lay it to Him, and you go on. He'll take care of it. Too many times we want to do God's work. And don't. Don't. It will drag you down. Jesus took the burden to Calvary. That burden was buried with Him in the tomb. When Jesus rose from the grave, when the Spirit picked Him up again, He left the burden of sin in the grave. He didn't come back with Jesus. That is where we need to leave it. Why do we keep picking it up again? Jesus forgave us of our sins, and then we find ourselves remembering those sins and picking them back up and being burdened again. Don't do that. That is not God bringing that sin back to you. He chooses to no longer remember. But may I tell you, Satan will do whatever he can to trick you, to deceive you, to get you to walk away from the Lord, walk away from assembling together. He'll do whatever he can. He is nothing but a liar. And when you start thinking about the sins you may have done in the past, don't put it under the blood. Refuse to remember them. Don't put that guilt back on you. As a Christian, we can have a mindset that if we are wore out, frizzled, or out of breath, to say, then we're doing a great job. Oh, I've been a good day in the ministry today. You get home about midnight. Yeah, I can't walk. I'm tired. My feet's hurting. My mind's heavy. Oh, a good day. Or maybe today you come into the church this morning and you look like a steamroller just ran over your 20-year-old dog. When we are wore out from life, we think we are really doing a great job on the front lines of Christianity. But Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. If we are weighed down, unable to move as a Christian because of all the burdens we are carrying, then we're not doing something. Jesus said to learn from me. And again, we don't do it on purpose. We have to learn that. Hey, come, will you pray for me? And we pray of someone. Man, we just speak the Word of God. We have that authority as a Christian. I prayed for it. Okay, there it is. Done. We know what Christ has told us. He takes it from there. Okay? Remember, He works through His people. You know, He works through you and me. And when you speak the Word of God, give it, speak it, and then leave it alone. Too many times we want to get, our minds, we want to think, okay, well, oh God, I got faith. I prayed today, but what happens if it don't work? What happens if this happens? What happens if the prayer happens right, but then this happens? And man, we're just, no. We make life too heavy, too hard. When God brings something to our attention to intercede with, to pray for, we pray for it, we speak His word, we give it to Him. But too many times, I don't know. I guess maybe at times we feel guilty because we don't feel burdened. The burdens will pass. God will lay it on your heart right now. Maybe pray for Pastor Peter in Africa. He does that quite often to you. You pray it, boom, you're released. You don't have to worry about what it was. Why did God have me pray? Just do what He told you to do. He wants us to be, you know, Christians, I mean, we do have an awesome responsibility. I mean, God's called us to share the gospel. And a lot of times we get rejected by family members and stuff when you try to share the love of Christ. But I tell you, we should be the most happy people in the world, the most joyful people in the world. We know the truth. No matter what circumstance that we're looking at, I don't care how grave it looks, man, we have something that can change that. And that is the Word of God. We can be victorious. We can be uplifted. You know, and don't take this in the wrong way. But I got excited again this week when a person came in and wanted me to pray. They had cancer. I said, yes, thank you, Lord. Not for the cancer, but thank you for bringing them in. I believe in laying hands on the sick and having them recover. And thank you, God, that you brought them to the door here. I was able to pray and minister the word to them, you know. Too many times, people just walk on by. I can't go in there. I can't go here. And man, when God lays them on the heart, you ever rejoice that, man, you was able to do what God's called you to do. Well, then what happens, Steve? What happens if it don't take place? I don't have to worry about that. I've done what God said. I gave Him the opportunity to be involved with it. And you say, well, what do you mean? How can you give Him the opportunity to be involved with it? Remember, He has given every one of us here dominion over this planet. He stepped back, gave us dominion. He hates what He sees. But God is the God of His Word. He gave it to mankind. He will not get involved with it until the end. That's why Christ had to come in human form. So when He lays something upon your heart, you're saying, okay, Gail, I need you to pray for Starkey today. Okay, what for? Just pray. Listen up, my Lord. I lift up my pastor today in the name of Jesus Christ. Just overshadow him today. God, give him strength. Give him wisdom. God, just bring him through the situation that you laid upon my heart. In Jesus' name. Boom. And you go, you don't have to sit around and worry about, what's the pastor going through today? You just gave God the authority to send them angels and help. We do our part, He does His part. And too many times we get burdened that we're trying to be God. I don't mean you're trying to be God in the wrong way. You have a desire, but God has His thing to do. We have ours. And just like Christ, He has a yoke. We yoke Himself to Him, allow Him to do what He's supposed to do, and not worry about it. He said we need to learn and we need to believe. See, Jesus raised Himself back up from the grave. Isn't that awesome? Anybody else here raise yourself back up from the grave? I'm talking about physical death, not the spiritual death. We believe that Jesus, He defeated Satan at the cross, did He not? Amen, He did. We believe that all power and authority was given to Jesus Christ. And that same power and authority lives in us today in the name of Jesus Christ. Do we believe that's us? That is, it lives in us as born-again Christians, followers of Christ. That same power and authority lives in us today. We believe that there is no other name greater than Jesus Christ. The Word of God tells us that. No matter what circumstances you find yourself in or yoked to, there's nothing greater than the name of Jesus Christ that can't set you free from it. What a great, awesome thing to be yoked to. Amen? The Creator of the universe, the name above all names, the blood that atoned for our sins. We truly believe that the Word of God is still alive and is the greatest weapon in the universe. When we learn that, when we believe that, man, your life is going to be completely free. Those burdens that you've been buried down with, man, as you speak the word and you pray, you know that Christ is involved. Let Him take it from there. Let Him have it. But it means surrendering everything we have to Him. Our thought life, our social life, that thing you do at 1 o'clock in the morning on computer. Some reason I'm going to say typewriter, but that's been a while back. Everything. Give it all to Him. Let Him take them burdens away. You know, sometimes you feel really heavy burden. You think, well, man, I just told Christ to take it. What He's trying to tell you, hey, you're in sin. You're in sin, He says. And that's a blessing. To feel guilty when you sin, that's a blessing from God. It brought your attention to it. We have to watch ourselves. If we can sin and not feel guilty, wow, we're getting too far away from the cross. Amen? Mm-hmm. You mean, the minute you say, you might even do something to not even sin. It just didn't look right. And the Holy Spirit said, oh, wait, don't do that. That's a blessing. So if you're sitting here today and you're feeling guilty about sin, praise God. He's saying, okay, this sin in your life, repent from it, give it to me, let me in your life, and we'll go from there. Otherwise, you know what, Daryl? We don't have to go to hell and pay for our sins. Isn't that awesome? To me, that's fantastic. I don't have to go to hell. Now, I can choose to go to hell and pay for my sins, but I ain't going to do that. Christ already paid for them. I'll let him go. He already went. When all this is truly received in our lives, then the yoke of Satan, the lies of Satan, will be removed from our life, and we will find that rest and peace that Jesus Christ has for us, guys. Man, just let him in your life more and more. As a Christian, we will still have burdens to carry. Jesus didn't say we wouldn't have burdens, but he says his burdens are light. Why? Because we have complete victory over every burden we carry with Jesus Christ. I'll close this illustration. Let's say we'll have a picnic. I love picnics. In your mind right now, I know we got a snowstorm coming, but think about a valley. Let's go out to Mr. and Mrs. Aiken's farm for a minute. Oh, green pastures out there. They invite us all out for a picnic. The birds are singing. The creek has got a babbling brook. I can't babble. Okay. But in order to reach this place where Mr. and Mrs. Aiken's having this get-together, this picnic, we have to walk about 300 or 400 yards. And one of the things on that menu for that day is what? It's going to be chicken. Mm-mm-mm. Now, I like chicken. I like fried chicken. I like barbecue chicken. I like baked chicken.
You just like food.
I like food. But let's say that you are in charge. Let's just say, Brother Paul, gone through there. You're in charge. You're bringing it. I haven't picked on you all day. You're in charge. You're bringing the chicken, Paul. Okay? You're going to bring the chicken. Well, what is easier for you to do? Think about this. Stop at Kentucky Fried Chicken, pick up a box, and go to the picnic and enjoy the day. Or, go to the picnic with a bag of charcoal, a grill, 10 pounds of uncooked chicken, lighter food, matches, and carry it all a few hundred yards, and then cook it. Think about that. See, you still had the same burdens either way. You had to bring 10 pounds of chicken. Amen? It was your burden. You had to do it, Paul. You're in charge of the chicken. But the only difference is that you allowed someone else to share the burden with you. When you made it to the picnic with...
I was going to allow my gator right away.
Your gator? There you go. Amen. Sharing your burden with someone else. Yes. But when you made it to the picnic with KFC, you weren't wore out. Or should I say you weren't weary. You were ready to enjoy the day. And that is what Jesus Christ and his yoke would do for you. Just think of that. He's already done it. He's already defeated. He already gave us victory. And we just allow him to be with us. We can take the burdens that we have in life and actually find enjoyment going through them as we share it with Jesus. Same with Kentucky Fried Chicken, man. They carry part of the burden. Paul still had to take it, but he had help with it. And today God is calling out and saying, man, let me help you. Let me help you more and more this year. He's calling out someone today here too. Man, he's here for you today. He's here. He wants to be your Savior and your Lord. And sometimes we don't understand the difference. Well, he wants to save you from hell. Then he wants to be your Lord. He wants to show you how to live your life. You know, the wages of our sin is death. The Bible tells us that. And what a burden that is to carry here upon this earth and for eternity. But God so loved the world, they gave his only begotten Son, that he would believe in him and not perish, but have eternal life. And God didn't send Christ to judge us. He came to save us today. And I'll let you know today, you're hearing my voice today, that God loves you, he cares for you. He wants to have a relationship with you. But the one thing that blocks us from that relationship is sin. The Bible said we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us. There's no difference. Everyone, I don't care who you're at, where you come from today. We've all sinned, and that sin has separated us from God. But God loves us so much, he sent Christ. When he died on that cross, when he hung on that cross and he died, he took the death penalty that I have. I had a penalty of hell for eternity to pay that price. And when he came, he died on the cross. That was the last sacrifice. The only last sacrifice for our sins. You don't have to go to hell and pay for your sins when you die. You don't have to. Don't. Your sins have already been forgiven. Just got to receive it. Like I said before, it's like going down the bank to pay off your credit card statement. You find out Steve Hockenbrough went in early and paid it off. You got two choices. You got two choices. You can argue with the bank and say, no, that's my debt. I'll pay my own credit card. I take that money back. I'm going to pay myself. Or you can say, all right. Woo! I'm out of debt. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Steve. Most of us say, thank you, Steve. We wouldn't want to pay off that debt ourselves. But the same way, Jesus Christ has already died and paid for the debt of our sins. Now you receive that and say, oh yes, Jesus, I receive that. Come into my life, forgive me my sins. Show me how to live. Or we say, nope, they're my sins.
And I'll take
them. I've done every one of them. I deserve the right to go to hell for eternity and pay my price. A place where they say the worm never dies and gnashing his teeth and the memory just goes on forever and ever. But God welcomes the chance today to allow you, He wants you to receive Jesus Christ today as your Savior and Lord. And if you're sitting there right now, maybe your palms are kind of sweaty a little bit, or you go, oh man, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Remember this, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Not one of us. I have plans for tomorrow, but I'm not guaranteed to be there. I might step into eternity before noon today. You might do the same. You're one heartbeat away from eternity. So I ask you today, is Jesus Christ your Savior and Lord? Or are you still carrying around that burden of sin? Do you have the desire today to allow God into your life, to allow Christ to forgive you your sins? If you want that today, don't sit there and have Satan say, well, you know, you can't do this. You can't live that. Maybe next week. This is the first time you heard this. You better wait a while. There's a catch there. He's going to have you sign a piece of paper at the church, and he's going to come take your money and take all your cars and stuff. That's a lie from Satan. Jesus Christ today wants to take away your sin burden. He wants you to receive what He's already gave you. And that's eternal life. If you want that today, just stand up where you're at today. Just stand up and say, Jesus, come into my life. There is no paper to sign. We don't have membership here. You're going to receive the gift that God who created you, that seen you last night, who laid upon your heart to come today. He's going to forgive you your sins. Your name's going to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And He will come and He will help you. The Holy Spirit, I tell you what, will give you instructions. Your burden will be gone. The burden of your sin debt will be gone. And God wants you to receive that today. And this package is pretty decent. He comes with forgiveness of our sins. He brings healing. He brings reconciliation to the Father. All that from receiving Him today. Don't think this message today was a fluke that you just stopped by. God knew you was coming. God gave this for me to share. I don't know who will be here on Sunday mornings when I stand up here. But I know that God brings every one of us here to hear His Word. And His Word changes our life. Again, if you want Jesus Christ to forgive your sins today and come in your life. And no, you don't stand up and confess your sins. When you stand up, you're confessing, I have sinned. You're acknowledging what God's already said. You don't name your sins. You just stand up and say, God, forgive me of them. Come into my life. He wants to do that right now. So again, do you want Him? Do you want that forgiveness today? Stand up right where you're at. Like I did one time. I did it 15 years ago. I stood up, walked down to the altar. And I'm telling you what, it was the best thing I ever done. I swallowed my pride, shaking like the lion on Wizard of Oz going down there. But man, the Lord touched me and forgave me my sin. Father, I thank You for Your Word today. I thank You for Your message. And I thank You for those who are standing today, God, acknowledging You and wanting that gift. They want that yoke of sin removed. And Father, I just thank You so much for touching our lives. I thank You, God, that You make a difference, that You don't leave us where You find us at. I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for Your love. And Father, please do to stand today. Just touch them today. Strengthen them today, Lord God. Continue to pour into them more and more of Yourself, Father. Help them remove the things in their lives that's detrimental to them with You, Lord. May they be yoked with You greater and allow You to be the head. May they follow You as we all follow You into eternity. Thank You for Your love and Your mercy and Your kindness. And thank You for salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is awesome. God is awesome.